Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's podcast is about the Gonzales Protocol. In the past, I've personally interviewed Dr. Nicholas Gonzales, who was a friend and a colleague and an innovator in natural treatment of cancer. He was well known here in New York and throughout the world for his breakthrough therapies for cancer, very unique paradigm. He was incredibly successful at times in staving off even very, very challenging cancers and promoting survival. Unfortunately, tragically, in 2015, Dr. Gonzales passed away. And the concern was that his marvelous legacy would be lost because his protocols were very individualized, complicated in some ways, not easy to impart. And I was worried that this tremendous richness would be lost. But as a result of the Gonzales Foundation, his work has been perpetuated. And today we're going to talk to a Gonzales Guardian Doctor. He's chairman of the Gonzales Foundation Scientific Advisory Board, and he's a faculty member. He comes to us from Istanbul, Turkey, where he practices medicine, but he also practices internationally via the miracles of modern communication. In fact, we're talking to him via Skype tonight. He's Dr. Sarper Diller. So, Dr. Diller, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Ron. It's my pleasure. I mean, it's midnight here, and I'm really very excited to talk to you about the Gonzales Protocol.
Indeed. Well, so give us a little background. How did you come across the Gonzales Protocol? Because you were a practitioner in your own right over there in Turkey and internationally. Presumably, you also had some outreach to patients in Europe and Asia and in the Americas. So tell us about how you got turned onto it.
Yeah, I mean, I was educated Orthodox medicine like yourself, and I was very happy with my life. But I have my brother who got lymphoma and died of lymphoma, and I have seen that the chemo and all the conventional therapies that he got didn't work, right? So in 2013, unluckily, I had kidney cancer, and I just didn't want to give the fox another run at the hen house. And I said, I'm going to do something for myself outside the conventional medicine. So that's the whole story started. And I just searched where to find alternative or the other kind of therapies, because I don't like the word alternative very much. Because, I mean, what you treated is your main therapy. It's not alternative at the end of the day. So I was raised in the Taurus Mountains in the southern part of Turkey. And I remember the Nomads treating their cancer patients with raw pancreas and liver, etc. So I remember that, and I just changed my nutrition. It was a kind of similar to the Gonzalez protocol, and I just ate raw pancreas and liver and other organs for maybe 18 months, maybe a little bit more. And then it's now 9 years. I'm out of cancer. I live happily. And then I got to know the Gonzalez protocol after he passed away. So I just met his wife in New York, and the other lady who is practicing as well, Dr. Isaacs.
Yeah, who has been a guest on the program. Dr. Isaacs formerly worked with Dr. Gonzalez and has her own practice now in Austin, Texas, and sort of carrying forward his legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I just met in a hotel lobby with Mary Beth Gonzalez for 15 minutes, and it turned out to be a lunch for 3 hours, and then we discussed, and he had a couple of other doctors, because I mean, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez didn't know that he was gonna die, so he wasn't prepared to write his methodology, etc. So we had to sit down with some other doctors to crack the code. I mean, because as you beautifully said, I mean, his methodology is very much individualized, so you don't have a one-size-fits-all kind of treatment. So it took us some 3-4 years to understand at what condition he changed the diet or the other pillars of the protocol, etc. And then the Gonzalez Foundation had picked some probably 10 doctors around the world to get trained, and I mean, it's a long training. It's 15 months of education and then 10 days of intense face-to-face seminar with the doctors. And now I think we are 7 doctors practicing the Gonzalez protocol, and we call ourselves the Gonzalez Guardians.
That's tremendously exciting because, you know, as you said, Dr. Gonzalez's untimely death made it unlikely that he was formally preparing a legacy or a succession. He wrote many books, but you know, sometimes as you get older, you know, you sort of see the need for a changing of the guard, and you begin to prepare a succession. And that unfortunately was not the case, but remarkably, through the Gonzalez Foundation, they've sort of resurrected the nuts and bolts of the Gonzalez protocol and made it available for posterity. So there seems that it's complicated, but there are 3 major components to it. There's the diet component, which is based on metabolic typing, along with supplements, and as you mentioned, the pancreatic supplements, but also a whole slew of supplements. I mean, I think one of the features of this program is that you consume an enormous number of supplements. And then there's also the detoxification, and detoxification includes you know, controversial practices like coffee enemas, which some people, you know, scoff at, but actually there's a real long history of that. So we'll during today's podcast, we'll touch upon all of those. But, you know, first of all, let me just say that this is not a program for the feeble-hearted. This is not like, you know, somebody, you know, emailing me on my program, I've got pancreatic cancer. What supplement shall I take? You know, it's not like simple. It's not, you know, take these 3 main things and you'll be fine. It involves a real commitment, and it's a lifestyle, and it can be expensive too because a lot of it's not covered by insurance, right?
Yeah, true. As you said, I mean, the Gonzalez protocol is based on a 3-pillar approach. It's diet or nutrition, supplementation, and detoxification. And the most critical aspect of applying the protocol clinically is to individualize these 3 pillars based on the patient's unique metabolism. And the metabolism of the patient is mediated primarily through the autonomic nervous system. In other words, the autonomic tone plays a major role in the expression of the metabolic typing. And as you said, I mean, it's a difficult journey, but we ask patients to trust in themselves, in the protocol, be compliant, and take the treatment, as I always say, as a full-time job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's not like chemo, so you go to the chemo room and get an ice cream, and then they just give you your chemo. It's not like that. I mean, you have to take this as a full-time job, and we just paved the way for the patients, and we'll get through this journey together with them.
Indeed. And it does, and as I recall, Dr. Gonzalez was selective in terms of the patients that he took, because some of the patients had been heavily pretreated, and that as a last resort, they would show up at Dr. Gonzalez's doorstep, and he would unfortunately say to them that they were going to be less amenable to natural therapies after having their immune systems and their circulatory systems and their lymphatic systems so devastated. Their detoxification capabilities were less. They were frail. And so what are the criteria to become a patient?
I mean, first, as I said before, compliance is an issue. I mean, we have to make sure that the patients understand what the protocol entails. But other than that, we have some physical barriers. For example, we don't have the pancreatic enzymes in IV or intramuscular form. So people need to have a good digestive system. I mean, they should get this high number of capsules swallowed. So if they have a problem of swallowing, or they have a problem in their stomach, etc., they can't get it. And these three pillars are important. I mean, some people come up and say, can we do the nutrition and supplementation, but we can't do one or two because we have a lot of detox routines. And if they can't do it, I mean, they have to do all the program as a whole. I mean, we can not just give one or two exemptions.
Right. It does involve, it's a comprehensive program. And, you know, some people may say, well, you know, yeah, that those coffee enemas, you know, that's a little too far. And no, I can't be on a strict diet. You know, I can sort of do it, but, you know, and then, you know, I got a budget. I only can spend like $200 a month on supplements, which sounds like a lot. But, you know, it is a very, very aggressive program. Because he often took on the most aggressive cancers, right?
Yes, this is true. And the other thing is that most of the people try everything else and then they see the protocol as their last chance. But I mean, when they come, we look at their condition. Sometimes we can't accept because their detox organs are totally ruined, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, and the skin. So there's no way with the supplementation and the detox we can push the detox organ back to normal. Because, I mean, if you don't do that, you can never turn back the patient to a normal health life. So we have to, I mean, we have to do a sort of screening. And we do the screening is in a centralized fashion. That is to say, the patients go to the Gonzalez Foundation website. That's the GonzalezProtocol.com, and then they read the whole protocol to understand exact details of the protocol because it's a different protocol, right? And it's a difficult protocol, I can tell you. And they're going to do it in their homes, so they understand fully what they're going to do with the protocol. And then if they're okay with that, they apply to the foundation, and then we do a kind of screening through the foundation, and if they are okay to get the treatment, then the guardians, the practitioners of the Gonzalez protocol is open for them, so they can choose, I mean, for the location, etc. And we have at this time 4 doctors around the US, 1 in Mexico, 1 in Jamaica, and I practice in Turkey, but I have an office in London and Brussels, Belgium. But as you see, through this telemedicine, I mean, we can have patients worldwide.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the advances made in cancer, some cancers are eminently treatable, as there's no 100%, but the reliability of certain treatments is high for certain cancers, whereas for others, you know, say ovarian cancer, metastatic lung cancer, or, for example, pancreatic cancer, which is actually one of Nick Gonzalez's fortes, working with these very mm-hmm. challenging pancreatic cancer patients. Yeah. The survival statistics are poor, even with the most advanced conventional therapy. So is there, this is not for all cancers. In other words, it might be a Rube Goldberg approach, if you understand the term, to use a very convoluted process to treat a cancer where there maybe is a straightforward surgical cure or some sort of definitive treatment.
Yeah, I mean, the Gonzalez protocol likes the patient to be in the protocol if they didn't get any chemo or radio or whatever. But, I mean, it is possible that they need to get the tumor resected because it's a huge tumor and it affects the other organs, etc. So we do permit to have the surgery and they do it locally with their attending surgeons or oncologists.
So yeah. An example might be a lung cancer, which is resectable but potentially has spread to lymph nodes where you can remove it, but there's a likelihood of recurrence. That's the kind of patient who might undertake this program, right? And yeah. other cancers like that.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, we just take the patients. We don't expect them to be on stage one. I mean, we take very serious patients unless they're, as I said before, digestive system is intact. And they are compliant with the program, mm-hmm. and they get the screening.
Now, what's interesting about Dr. Gonzalez is that the bulk of his practice was with challenging cancer patients, but he also accepted non-cancer patients. What other conditions are amenable to the Gonzalez protocol?
Well, chronic degenerative diseases, I could say, but he treated a lot of brain diseases, a lot of autoimmune diseases, including diabetes, etc. So it has been shown that the Gonzalez protocol is effective for non-cancer patients, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I understand mm-hmm. he also treated, you know, some patients who had things like chronic fatigue syndrome, post-Lyme syndrome, and the like.
Absolutely. And chronic fatigue, I mean, it's becoming more and more that at least 90% of the cancer patients experience chronic fatigue or cancer-related fatigue. And it's very useful to get onto the program for chronic fatigue. Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, so let's get into the, you know, at least phase one of this, which is diet. Now, what was remarkable is that, you know, a lot of people say, what's a cancer diet? Okay, well, a lot of people say, well, you know, eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, don't eat a lot of, grilled or processed meat, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's the way to go. Most cancers are going to be amenable to that. That's what, you know, if you look mm-hmm. at the American Cancer Society, that's what they say. What Dr. Yeah. Gonzalez did that was very unique is that for some cancers, he would prescribe a very strict vegan diet. Almost, yeah. you know, a raw foods diet. For others, he would prescribe a heavy meat diet. And then there were intermediate types. So how is that determined and what are the different diet types?
Yeah, I mean, it is just that with the American Society of Cancer or any other cancer societies in the world, the things are in common are We also say eat organic, eat don't eat the white flour or sugar or whatever. I mean, those are in, the things in common. But we do the metabolic typing, right? I mean, we have narrowed down. It was 10 before Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, but now we just he just narrowed it down to 7. So we just sort the metabolic typing of the patient depending on their autonomic tone, right? And we know that the autonomic nervous system has two arms. One arm is sympathetic and the other one is parasympathetic. And depending on the person, yeah, I mean, if the patient is parasympathetic, that means that he is a carnivore and we tend to give more meat to that person. If you give vegetables to this person, it's just you're putting gasoline on fire. Likewise, the other end is a sympathetic person. The sympathetic person is we call vegetarian, because the sympathetic nervous system is for stress response. He has probably high blood pressure, ambitious, heartburn, migraine, headache type go-go person, right? And this, if this person has cancer, we tend to give another type of diet, but we have 7 different diets. I mean, 1 to 7, depending on the autonomic tone.
Is this based on blood tests or other tests, or is it based on a questionnaire?
I mean, yeah, it's a good question. We do take the patient history and the physical exam, and we have some clinical questions relevant to the metabolic typing. And then we ask for blood and laboratory work, and then we do the hair test. So we just combine everything together to get the metabolic typing and the autonomic dominance. But I mean, it's evaluation of the autonomic balance is a little bit difficult for people to understand. So the physician can measure the minerals and pH changes in the blood, as well as pupillometry, heart rate variability, and perspiration rates. But this is not always possible, right? And not always the cancer patients asked to be on the protocol. Some people ask which diet is for me, what's my metabolic type, so that I can get the correct food, right? So for that purpose, the Gonzalez Foundation has generated an online test. So people,
Be for anyone. You don't have to have a serious medical condition. You just may want to ascertain what the Gonzalez protocol has to say about their ideal diet type.
Absolutely. So it's a 96 multiple choice question. So people just need to go online with the GonzalezProtocol.com, and then they can get the test right away, and we email them an 18 page with an illustration what type of diet they need to eat. But this is not the protocol, right? It's just the nutritional, the right nutrition that they need to get.
Okay, so that's sort of freestanding and a la carte. In other words, it's not opting in. You know, for $100 you get a diet printout, but you don't get, you know, the vitamins, the supplements, the coffee enemas, you know, the whole shebang, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just give you the right diet list and a shopping list, so that, I mean, it's a kind of prevention, right? I mean, by doing this, you're just giving the right fuel to your engine, to your body, so you don't get ill.
Indeed. Okay. Well, so that I think is an option for some of our listeners. Some of our listeners may say, well, I don't have a, you know, serious medical condition. This is all very interesting. I'll keep it in mind. Should I, you know, develop some dire medical challenge? But that's actually something that you can access quite easily via the website. And the website is Gonzalez Protocol.
GonzalezProtocol.com. Yeah.
With Z's.
And
yeah. GONZALEZ.
Yeah, both these, yeah. And as I said before, we have 98 multiple choice questions related to your personality, to your food cravings, sleep habits, and medical diagnosis. And this test doesn't require a blood work. and it just provides a nutritional plan recommendation. And as I said before, a Gonzalez protocol with the customized diet supplementation and detoxification protocols can only be designed by the practitioners, the Gonzalez guardians.
Indeed. Okay. So this is a good point at which to pause, because if we have more to cover, the Gonzalez protocol is a very detailed protocol. We talked about diet. Next, we'll talk about the supplements and detoxification. Detoxification, mm-hmm. a big part of how patients can get well, and also respond to literally the breakdown of cancerous tumors. Sometimes that process renders patients extremely sick when they get conventional therapies. And as effective as the Gonzalez protocol is, the tumors may shrink and release toxic metabolites into the system, and detoxification is a very, very important part of it. Okay, great stuff. Our guest today from live from Istanbul, Turkey, is Dr. Sarper Diller, who is a Gonzalez Guardian doctor and chairman of the Gonzalez Foundation Scientific Advisory Board and a faculty member. We'll be right back with more about the Gonzalez Protocol. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast.